Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Well, our health tip for today, or for this month, is on arthritis. Arthritis is inflammation causing pain and stiffness. Osteoarthritis, wear and tear and damage to cartilage, and it can occur over many years. Rheumatoid arthritis, the body's immune system attacks the lining of joint capsule. This disease can eventually destroy cartilage and bone. Causes are family history, age, obesity, and treatment focuses on relieving symptoms and improving joint functions. We need to be open to several types of treatments or combinations to find out what works best for each individual. Lifestyle, weight loss, and exercise, heat and cold, yoga or tai chi, and massage are all good. Our cosmic weather, we need to embrace change. There's been a lot of planetary placements that I've given you over this year that all indicate that we need to change and not keep doing the same things over and over again. And today's aspect is the moon's exchange with Chiron could lead to unhealthy desires like overeating. The moon's in harmony with Uranus, which will help to ease energies for a more positive forward move. And, you know, we can change our future. We can do it very with positive energy. Ooh, had trouble getting that out. Okay. All right. Today's show is about communicating with God and the ability to hear his voice. Well, it doesn't come from ritual. It doesn't come from, you know, reading ritualistic things. It comes from having a relationship with God. We are taught that we should focus on having correct doctrine. Jesus said in John 14:20 that we know, and the key word here is know, that he was in the Father and that we are in him and that he, Jesus, I am in you. This portrays relationship that is intimate and felt. We limit God when we only focus on correct doctrine. We need to experience God spiritually. John 4:23 says, the true worshipers will worship Father in spirit and in truth. We need to be able to sense God in our spirit and heart. We accomplish this by quieting the mind. A quiet spot, maybe some soothing music, deep breathing, and wait upon the Lord. This may not occur right away, but remember, God rewards those who diligently seek him in what should happen, and, you know, and then it should happen. What would happen to a marriage or a close relationship that had no feelings in it? I'm not saying we should be led by our feelings, but sensing the presence of each other in love. Same thing with God. He wants us to have a close relationship with him, sensing his presence and hearing his voice. And practice makes perfect. Just remember, keep at it. Don't lose faith. Find a quiet time. Start with 10 minutes. Have a little spot where you consistently meet with him there. And it was like when Abraham got to Bethel, he built an altar there. Jacob followed, and many others went to that spot because that's where God, that's where Jacob had the vision of Jacob's ladder. So we need to find a spot, stay consistent with that spot, and meet with God. And it's quiet time. We need to not be distracted by our phones or the TV or anything. Just quiet time. All right, I'm going to start taking calls now. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, this is Regina.
Hi.
Hi.
What can
I do
for you?
It's been a long time.
I know.
Yes. I'm just calling to see what's coming up for me.
Okay. Yeah, we're entering the fall season now, so a lot of, like I said, when I did the cosmic weather, a lot of planetary action this year has been indicated that we should be open to change. So we don't want to complete the same. Well, I show progress coming for you. There's going to be some action. You're going to find a successful partner. You know, what I mean by successful is the right combo, the right match made in heaven, as they say, the right combination.
Yes.
You both have the same values and have the same idea about what the future holds, you know, and pretty much like same ideas on everything, and politics, religion, all of it. So you've been disillusioned in the past. You know, you've had some real good intrigue, but nothing that you can really consider as solid.
Okay.
But you had some good intrigue. You had some experience where it was meaningful, and you thought maybe that's where it's going to go, but then it kind of toned down, and then it was like got confusing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have good common sense, and you have you have a good sound judgment, and you're a very practical, analytical person. And you have some hidden emotion, which we will not get into over the radio, about relationships and what they've done to you emotionally. But that once you recognize that, then you can discharge it. It's just a matter of recognizing it. We have to recognize things. Sometimes things are so automatic we don't recognize them. But you have a lot of wisdom, and you're gonna be able to have very good judgment about this this relationship. And this man is going to be very understanding, very conscientious and devoted, and the type of person that does well being married. He's not looking for novelty or a lot of experiences. You know, he's not a skirt chaser, so
okay.
He's really good.
Good.
Yeah, there's too many of those little slut
yes.
puppies. I call them slut puppies.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so this opportunity is coming up real soon, and it looks like before the close of the year. And sometime next year, a proposal. I'm going to say 6 or 7 months after you're in it.
Oh, my God.
Now, there's something around, there's something around, well, you're just going to both know. This is like my other half. She thinks like me.
Wow.
He thinks like me. And it's like, what each other's going to do. It just happens real fast. There's something to overcome in your career. There's a little difficulty around problems around your situation at work, and it has you concerned, but I actually think that you're going to, it's going to kind of bypass you and affect okay. other people a lot worse than it affects you.
Oh,
you need to have faith
okay.
in God through this. And,
okay.
and when it's over, there may be maybe promotion involved.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, it looks like a couple months of struggle, but it's just remember, it's not going to affect me as bad as, and I'm, you know, just keep clearing yourself,
mm-hmm.
put yourself in white light, and it'll bounce off you.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's nice to
okay.
hear. Well, thank you so
good.
Much, Daisy.
You're welcome, and nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too.
Thank you.
You're
yeah. okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, thank you.
Just anything that you know, feel for me, I'd be happy to know.
A little general, okay.
Yeah.
We'll do a little general here, see what comes up. Yeah, we're changing seasons. We're definitely into the fall season, going into winter. In fact, we got freeze warnings where I'm at in California. Over the weekend,
yeah.
I thought, whoa, we went from really nice weather
too.
To all of a sudden. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a very faithful and loyal person. You can be a trusted friend unless somebody, you know, crosses you the wrong way or they prove to be untrustworthy, then you'll shut them off. That's it. You're very consistent in working towards being a better person spiritually and also a better person, period. So all that's going to start receiving rewards for that diligent, you know, perseverance towards. You're a little bit disappointed about and unhappy about some health issues, and there is a bitter experience here, but not life-threatening, not death, but something that has to change. That could be a medication, a lifestyle change, something that you can't eat anymore. It seems like when you get older, all these things go away, you know, that you can't do anymore. So
yeah,
it's some kind of
yeah.
change that has to, it might be a change in medication. It could be a change in diet. And just, you know, do it because it could end up being a problem otherwise.
Okay.
You also have a lot of vision. And you have a lot of love for your family and loved ones and the ones that you know that love you. You're just really good with them. And you're very devoted and honest. So you have a lot of vision right now. You need to pay attention to not only your dreams, but, you know, revelation that might come to you in daylight hours. There's still a little bit of destructive energy around your health, but with this change, it'll improve. It's just,
okay.
you know, nailing it, basically. The doctor determining what it is and then correcting it, and then it'll be better. You have a very strong guardian angel around you right now trying to keep you temperate and be patient with this.
Okay.
Yeah, just be patient, because whatever the adjustment is, it will be a good influence. It'll be successful. And
okay.
that seems to be your biggest thing that you're worried about right now, or what's affecting you that's difficult. But remember I said in the beginning, there are rewards coming for your diligence and perseverance in improving yourself and praying for others and the things that you put forth. The universe that has not gone unnoticed, so there are rewards coming.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for participating.
Bless you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're
Hello.
On the air.
Hey, Dave, it's me, Kelly. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, it's been a long week. Well, my work is keeping me busy, and got both jobs going on now. And but I'm just kind of wondering if you can take a look at my POI and see how she's doing.
Okay.
Wondering if she found anything yet.
Okay. You're a person of interest. And this is, well, she's in the middle of a battle. That's the first card. And she had to have this battle because she's going to, you know, she's going to overcome it, but it's a little overwhelming at the moment. But she didn't, if she's going to end up, there's a lot of negotiating going on and a lot of having to defend herself from.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
What happened? Yeah, what happened? You there?
I don't know. I'm here. I'm here. Like I said, she's going
to
overcome this.
You know?
I don't know. Well, that's weird. And she's very smart. She's very smart as well as being intuitive. And she does have something coming up. She has it, and it's going to be an advancement for the better, you know. And then she can conclude this. Yeah. It's coming pretty quickly. Good news around it. And it's a really good opportunity.
That's good for
And, yeah, and she's in the middle of a negotiation. You know, it was interesting when I saw that card. The other day I was, you know, reading the Bible, and I happened to see that slander is one of the signs of the you know, the last days. And I went, boy, that's sure going on. Just turn on the TV.
Oh, God, yeah.
All these politicians.
Yeah.
All these politicians
yeah.
are digging into people's closets. It's awful. But this is kind of what went on. This is kind of what went on. And this company that she's leaving has made some very bad mistakes. They've, you know, penalized good people, listening to the bad people kind of thing, and there's a lot of slander going on.
Yeah.
A lot of slander. But
well,
she's about ready to leave there. I would say she'll be out of there by November the 1st.
Mm.
And then you may have contact because then she's free of them. She's worried about being watched, being listened to.
Well,
she
works
just has
remote.
A very
she works remote.
Unhealthy
How can
feeling.
They be? Oh, unhealthy. Okay. Well,
yeah.
She's going to have to get over that paranoia. So as long as you're not doing a mouse click or a keystroke, they can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But... Okay.
Well, I think when you get under attack like that, you
yeah.
get a little paranoid. It's like you're looking over
oh, yeah.
your shoulder.
I don't doubt
I
that.
Mean, yeah, I had
I
a man try to follow
that.
Me in. I have a man that tried to follow me in Selena home from the grocery store, and now you know I am so aware. I pull off, come on in on the back road still,
yeah.
making sure nobody's behind me. Yeah,
it
does
do
something
too,
to you.
Time to time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes mm-hmm. out because, you know, I mean, people are killing people for no simple reason these days. It just doesn't appear. It's just insane. So I got to keep watch, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting older too,
yep.
you know. It makes you a mark. And okay, well, yeah, my job seems to be doing okay. There's this I found out that I work with this nurse that was a surgical nurse. She did ortho, and and seems to be really nice towards me. And they seem to all like what I do, and I get compliments 2 or 3 times a day. And I'm just like, every day.
That's a nice
like,
change, isn't it?
It is a nice
change.
I don't know what to think about that, you know. So,
well, I think you should enjoy it. And while you were talking, I turned some cards on. They do like you. They feel you're intelligent. They think you know your stuff. And they're really happy with
fooled.
You.
I've got them fooled.
Well, keep it up.
I don't know
okay?
what I'm doing. They throw so much stuff at me. I mean, it's like... Do this, do that, do this, add this, take this away. Can you go look at this? What do you think about this? And I'm like, oh, my God. It's like they just pick you apart, you know. And so, but it's fun so far, you know. My boss, she's really nice, and she's going to be leaving at the end of November. She's going to go to corporate and do the educational training thing. And God only knows what I'm going to get after that. So... Nobody wants to move up in the business.
I think we got answered prayer here. I want to thank God, praise God, because that's one of the things I pray for somebody to really appreciate you, and it looks like we got it. So let's just keep it. And
I just don't want to be alone
okay?
during the holidays, Daisy. You know how things get for me when I'm alone every year.
Well,
you know?
It's
hard.
Let's think about.
I'm just tired of it.
Let's think about changing that. Remember,
I think about it every year.
Same old, same old.
I think about it every year. But every year, I
wind
up alone.
You think about being alone.
No.
I
think about being with friends, family, a lover, somebody. But there's nobody. Every year.
Okay, listen. We had all this trouble at work, and that's changed for positive. So let's take that as a sign that's going to change too. And I will definitely keep it in prayer. And I am getting a lot of calls and emails from people for answered prayer. So trust me on this, okay?
I'll trust you on it.
Don't trust me. Trust God.
Okay.
You could trust me to pray, though.
When are you going to be back online again? When are you going to be back online again?
Hopefully Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
All right, because I know I definitely got something I need to talk to you about. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good, thank
you. Can
you
hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I can hear you. I guess we can do general, but I did have a situation last night. I did go out with my friend Tracy, and we had a really nice time. And I guess the thing I'm curious about is whether or not he's going to open up, and where do you see this going in the long haul?
Well, okay. Women, we as females, technically can open up a lot quicker than men. Men can go so far into that sometimes it's really difficult or almost impossible to pull them out. But I want to say that each time that you guys are together and you have these positive interactions and experiences, that he's getting more and more relaxed. So I'm going to say he is going to open up. And he's already thinking that he's comparing himself with his interaction with you to past and present interactions, okay? And how much this is like easy street cruising. It's cool, you know. It's so easy to be with you, and he feels like that you're an honest and conscientious person, that you're just really yourself with him. So he's being himself mm-hmm. with you, and he's about ready. He's about ready. There's a lot of emotions here that and complexity. There's a lot of complexity in it, and he really does need to run this by somebody, another head that's not involved. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When something's really complicated mm-hmm. and you're in the middle of it, it's hard to see your way out. So if you have a sounding board or someone that you can trust to look at it, and he's about ready to open up about this, and it is very complex. It's not an easy solution. You're going to need to pray and think about how to answer that. Some of it will come to you right away, but the ultimate solution is going to take a little unraveling, okay? He had a lot of disloyalty with someone that he thought was going to be a definite in his life, turned out
mm-hmm.
to be very controlling. And he's ready to move away, but it's just unraveling this complexity. And he's about ready. You know, he has a lot of anxiety about it. Sometimes he just has
sure.
to stop.
Okay.
So.
And? Oh. And
I
what
think,
do you,
you know,
to,
this
to,
is, I think you'll end up having a victory, and I think one of the most successful things about you and him is this is the best balanced energy relationship that you had.
Wow. Yeah, it's a good balance. It is a really good balance
yeah.
of energy.
Yeah.
And if you have a moment, can you look at the job real quick?
Sure. Well, they keep handing you some stress from women, particularly one woman in particular. But your boss feels that, you know, your experience, he likes working with you, and he wishes that all this changes. And I feel it will, either the end of the year or the first of the year, that you'll make a major change into something else.
Okay. On my own accord,
every time
I hope.
You get Yeah, on your own. Yeah, it's just you, not them. It's you. You just, I mean, like I said, you get comfortable, and then here comes the BS.
Yep.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time. Every time. I do want to say something to the last caller. Be aware that she was talking about her friend and the clicks, and they can monitor everything. Trust me, I know. I work for you know who. But they can monitor
yeah.
every single thing, everything, if she's still listening.
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, as far as
okay.
I can tell, she is. All right.
Yep. All right, well, thank
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah, I know
much.
There's, I mean, surveillance and privacy and
yep.
Has gone out the window. We're living in
mm-hmm.
a society where everybody's snooping into everything. And
yep.
a lot of slander. Like I said, I was really surprised to see that, but boy, is it going on. Okay, well, thank you for
oh, yeah.
participating.
Thank
okay,
you so
God
much.
Bless.
God bless you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay. You know, we are living in times that we're not used to, and everything is changing so differently. I mean, my washer went out, and it's been 3 months since I purchased a new one and haven't gotten a delivery. And I went and had blood drawn this morning, and my phlebotomist said, "Oh, this is just signs of the times. I bought a brand new dining room set, and he said I didn't get delivery for 6 months. It was all excuses, which is I've been getting. And he said, you go to try to get your money back, and the same thing with somebody else. He says, it's just the way of it. And, you know, nothing's like the good old days, basically. Okay, there you go. So our goal is to come into a greater experience and realization of God's spirit and presence in our lives. We need to know the truth of his word and know his presence. Everything's all about knowing, and we can do this, believe it. Father God, we desire to experience your presence and your spirit. We want to feel your spirit and sense your presence and be led by you in our lives. We want to recognize you with our heads and our hearts. We pray today, all gathered here with me at the sound of my voice, to receive your anointing and your touch in our lives in Jesus' name. Okay. Let's take another call here. Hello.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Teresa.
How
yeah.
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. God, just tell me what I need to know.
Okay. Let's see what's coming up for you. We're getting ready to go into closing another year. Can you believe it? This year went by so fast.
Oh, I know it. Now it's winter time already. 28 degrees here, and I'm like, Lord.
Yeah, we're heading into that this weekend. It's just, we've been in the, you know, Indian summer, and now it's like, oh, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Get them winter clothes out.
The leaves are on
sandals.
The ground. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I still want to put flip-flops on.
You are, you're worried about making a mistake in your personal
yeah.
life.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's not simple. You know, it's not you don't want to make the wrong. You're very loving. You have the ability to for meaningful love. You'd make a good catch for a man. You would be loyal to him. You would be good, but you just want the right one. And
mm-hmm.
This is an emotional tug on your heart, and there's some, you feel like there's some insincerity with one of them because of a woman in his life, and
mm-hmm.
you almost feel like he double deals with you to keep you involved with him. He doesn't want to really turn you loose. And I don't know what he's waiting on, but it's like he wishes the woman in his life would make a decision, but she's not going to. She's not going to.
Yeah.
She knows what side her bread's buttered on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's always been in it for not so much the romance, but, you know, the security. Because
right.
she doesn't have much in her retirement, and she's got some physical problems, and she just, you know, uses the fact that she worked for him for so many years, you know, and let him do anything he wants. And he feels like she would never be bitter toward him because he, you know, he had a lot of relationships while he was with her, and she just let
right.
him go on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he doesn't, he thinks that she'll never turn on him, you know. And she probably won't. It's because it's all about security for her. She doesn't feel that she feels that she'd have to live with family or, she, you know, she doesn't have the security. If she had that security on her own, she wouldn't stay with him.
Right.
You know, but the anxiety about not having it. And, you know, he's hesitant to cause issues with her. because he feels like everybody will, especially family members, will look at him as a bad person for doing it, even though his heart has never really belonged to her. But he's grateful for her loyalty, the fact that she stayed with him, let him do anything he wanted to do, and kept working, and that's why he stays where he's at. This other man feels like he made a lot of mistakes with you, emotionally caused you stress or pain by his actions, and he wants you to believe him. He wants another chance. He's never really gotten over you. So that's why it's a tough decision. And my advice is to start finding this quiet place every day and ask God, what do you want me to do with this?
Oh, yeah.
I've
been leaving
in
his hands.
Maybe he'll tell me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll ask him, too, what should I tell Teresa to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at it. Okay?
Okay. That'll be great. So good hearing your voice.
Thank you. It was nice hearing from you, too.
Okay.
Been a while.
And
okay.
God bless,
God bless
you. And thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay. You know, perspective is everything. It's key, how we think about things. And after seeing discrepancies and experiencing so much disappointment and heartache in life, it takes our strength. And the Spirit of God wants us to be healed, and healing's going to come if you meditate on God's Word. You need to let go of any hurts or offenses that have entangled you in life and prevented you from progressing. Hebrews 12:1 tells us to lay aside every weight and sin that ensnares us. You know, the devil's favorite tool is condemnation. He's not going to let you forget. He's going to bring out to your memory that you did this or you did that, or, you know, and when God doesn't remember this anymore. So tell him to shut up and get behind you and not listen to him, because he's a liar. The Spirit of the Lord desires to speak to you and through you, and this was the theme of today's show, and he wants people that are in relationship with him, and he wants to speak to you and through you. We are definitely in the last days, and we're heading into the rapture, and God doesn't want anybody to miss it. And we don't want to miss it. We do not want to miss it. Think it's bad now. We need to be open and honest with God, because you can't manipulate God. You can't dress it up or flower it or anything. He knows everything before we even talk him, so it's best to not try to do anything. He loves us, and he wants relationship with us, and knowing who you are in him is key to communication with him. We have to realize that Jesus came here, took on flesh and blood in the form of a man, and was crucified and died, and to open us up to communicate to God and to change us back into what Adam and Eve were before they, you know, sinned, before the devil beguiled them. And so God used to dwell in physical structures such as the tabernacle, the temple, the Ark of the Covenant. But since Jesus, God dwells in the Spirit and in the spirit of the believer. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and Galatians 2. And it expresses our connection and unity with God. Awakening to this occurs when believers realize that it's not a religious experience or exercise. There is power and great spiritual power which relates us to the Heavenly Father on the basis of what Christ has accomplished on the cross. And that's a finished work. We can dwell in that And our goal is to realize God's spirit and presence in our lives. And it, like I said, belief and perspective is very important. And practice this time, and he will talk to you. And, you know, you'll start having a relationship with him. And I was driving home, and was given instruction about the importance of helping everyone not miss the rapture. And that is what my job is. That's what I'm supposed to do. And that's what I'm doing. Okay. Take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. I'm my first day on the new job is October 31st, Halloween. I'm still hoping, though, that I'm going to really, really like this place. Every time I start somewhere new, I have hope. And then, you know, I'm trying not to be negative, but trying to be positive only. I want to make sure that this really is going to be a good fit and people will be nice.
This is, come by it righteous, okay? Because, I mean, you really had a battle with this, which I think was one of your big challenges in life. But your first card says, we're reversing this bad trend. So don't
okay.
look for it. Believe that, okay, that this is
okay.
a new interest and it matters. And it means overcoming the disharmony that you've had previous. So that's all in the passing influence line, meaning it, and then that negative energy is leaving. And you have a very analytical mind. I mean, you need to let everything go, forgive everybody. Doesn't mean you have to associate with them or be a part of their lives, but just let them go and realize that this is the outcome of effort and prayer that you wanted to finally. And my last card says this is a successful combination.
Good.
It shows it's actually, you know, you're kind of going to be pretty much on your own here with not a lot of whole interaction with people. You're working from home, and there's not really any threat to your safety this way. It's just... And I think you're going to end up, and I see promotion within six. That could be 6 weeks or 6 months. And I think they're going to like you. And I think, your happiness shines through. When you're happy
Good.
With what you're doing, it shines through. And everybody around you gets happy.
I do feel like a major weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. I'm leaving a toxic situation.
Oh, good.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. So I am really looking forward to it, and everyone seems so nice, and I just want to make sure that that's going to be a lasting thing, not just first impression. So, but I appreciate, you know, knowing that this is going to be much better.
It is. That first card was key.
Okay.
It was the reverse of a bad trend. And then being in the passing influence line, doubled it. So I think it's over. And there's, you know, it's very normal for us to, after we've been hurt or had fear instilled in us some way, although fear doesn't come from God, but it can come from, it's like all these unnecessary, this is all in Scripture, says that there would be lawlessness and corruption, slander, all these things are inclement weather. We've certainly been having that. And these are the signs of the times, and we really need to stay connected to the Lord. And I thanked him very much for answering my part of prayer in this happening for you, and I'm grateful.
Yes, thank you. I am grateful, too, and that's what I have to do more often is you know, thank the Lord and thank him for the good things and not just always pray for when there are bad times in my life.
No, that's right. Thanksgiving is very key for prosperity. We need to remember,
yeah.
God likes us to remember the good things he did. I think we
yeah.
all like that, too. Yeah. Well, good
yeah,
luck.
Absolutely.
I think you're funny about your niche. And,
thank you.
I'm happy for you. You're welcome.
Thank you. I will keep you posted then on team.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All
take
right.
care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. God bless.
Thanks. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mhm. Okay. I want you to throw your hands up right now and say, Lord Jesus, I accept your life in me and for me. Be the Lord of my life. And amen. We are presently living in a time where a lot of people are focusing on looking the part of a Christian instead of focusing on being born again. We are new creatures. We are to have a relationship. We must let the past go and receive all that God has for us. John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Jesus stated that we must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. Once we receive Jesus into our hearts, we become children of God, and God wants a family relationship with us. Practice his presence in due time, and the Father will speak to you. And this is so needed, especially in today's conditions of our world. It's my personal desire, and I will be working in this realm. I do not want anyone who loves Jesus to miss the rapture. It's soon, my friends. Personal prediction. Cover the signs of his coming, and you decide. I thank you, everyone that participated today, and God bless you, and we'll see you next month. Be blessed. Bye-bye.